Do you ever see something in the news and you immediately think to yourself, this is a terrible idea? Mm. Terrible. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, if you have not heard yet.
Dave & Buster's is going to allow players to bet against their friends on arcade games.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. Their arcade app will soon add an option to place bets against other players who are 18 and older. We know there will be a limit on bets, but the company is not sharing what that limit is just yet.
Now imagine you're at a skee ball machine, right? Mm-hmm. You and your friend are next to each other, and you look over and you're like, 10 bucks? 5 bucks? Who's going to get the higher score? Now you're going to be able to actually do that legally.
Mm-hmm.
So how much can you bet?
However, the average bet is about 10 bucks. Players will be gambling against each other and not the company, making this different than other sports betting.
But they're not saying how much you're allowed to bet, like the highest amount. They don't know yet.
Well, they're going to test the market. They're going to see what they can get away with, right? Because I'm sure that some places are going to be like, no, I don't know morally how we feel about this. Certain states might try and throw in a thing. Like, it's already that way with online gambling. Some states allow it and others don't. I mean, they're going to try it out. I mean,
was there anything standing in our way of doing this already? This is my first thought is like, Anna, like you just said, like I've been turning to my buddy and being like, yo, 10 bucks for decades. Now, I've been doing that. Dave and Buster's did not have to write me a permission slip for me to do this.
Yeah, but now they get the rake.
Well, that's
the
it.
Point. Now they get the percentage. They get the rake.
Well, they get the app. So it's the same thing. They set it up. I don't know. I don't like it.
That's what they call it in gambling. Yeah. You get a percentage, and it's called the rake.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
All right.
Also a garden tool.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Sean.
Good,
Sean.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I'm like, there's just some things you shouldn't be allowed to bet on. Like, your kids' games. Imagine, like, you go to your kids' Little League game, and here's the question. Are you going to bet for your team or against your team, knowing the players well?
Depends on the other team.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, how good are they? How good are these kids? I don't know.
Can you not bet on the Little League World Series? I'm not sure.
You can't do that.
Are you sure?
You do it the same way I've been doing it for Dave and Buster's the last couple decades. You find another parent, you go, 10 bucks.
Right.
Imagine you find that your 7-year-old son looks at you and says, Daddy, you put $100 on the other team? How that makes you feel if you're a child?
Well, we made $200.
That's right. The college tuition is paid for now at this point.
Right. How's that new bike feel?
Right.
I don't know. There's some things I just don't think you should be able to bet on.
I'm going to say merging lanes of traffic. Because imagine what that would do if people knew that people were betting on it. People would become more aggressive. Others would become more passive. We've got, you know, price fixing here, all that. It's like pulling up a shot in basketball. It's like, I tried. Oops, didn't make it.
Raven's waving a $10 bill at the guy driving the 18-wheeler next to him.
I got you, bro. Yeah. You're my horse. Bro. Let's go. Don't let me down.
Can I tell you, my family goes to this one beach every year, and we always do, what is it? It's a hermit crab race.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And, you know, the big story is 10 years ago, my cousin Patrick won the hermit crab race, and he won his own hermit crab. I don't know that putting money on this thing would be the best idea.
No.
You would be there for quite a while.
I feel bad for the hermit crabs, honestly. I had a hermit crab for a short period of time, and it was a mistake.
Mm.
It was terrible.
Mm. Yeah, animal racing.
Mm-hmm. I think a bad thing to bet on, but I'd actually kind of like to see it, is I guess video games in general. I mean, like, there's already so many smashed TVs, consoles, and broken controllers, and just terrible, foul things said when you play a game against strangers. Could you imagine if you had to bet against strangers?
Oh, would up the ante so much.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, like, a mom bored at home walks by her son's room and it's like, hey, Joey, what are you playing, Fortnite?
Mm-hmm.
Mom's got 10 bucks. Mom's got 10 bucks on you.
He's like, I made $7,000 today, Mom. Wow.